This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley. The crash of Flight 587 this week in the Queens section of New York City once again brought images of rescue workers on the front lines of a major disaster. On September 11th, fire trucks were at the World Trade Center in minutes. When the Pentagon went up in flames, firefighter Philip McKee was among those who rushed over. He was also probably the least likely firefighter on the scene. McKee spoke with NPR's Renee Montagne.
Had Phil McKee, while he was growing up in Texas, been able to foresee the terrorist attacks, he would have imagined himself at a desk at the Pentagon, not fighting a fire there. After all, Phil McKee went to Yale, majored in history, and Harvard Graduate School to become a white-collar professional. Besides, he was afraid of fire.
Everything about me said that I would end up as anything other than a firefighter. I was horribly risk-averse. I hated the idea of physical activity. I was the consummate bookworm. I thought I was going to wind up a professor, and everyone else thought I would wind up a professor.
So what happened?
Well, the only thing about me when I was at Yale that gave any inkling was I tended to have more volunteer activities than I did courses. I always wanted to be out there doing something to help other people. And I tried the ministry, managed a semester in seminary, and decided that that was still not quite the right place. After that, I met a man who changed my life. He convinced me to come and see his volunteer fire station, and so I went to see what it was like, and to be quite honest, it terrified me. The very first night, we ran a house fire that had flames shooting through the roof. But precisely because I was so afraid of it, I was insistent on going back and seeing a little more, and before I knew it, I was actually really loving running calls and riding the fire engine.
Last year, Phil McKee switched from volunteering in Prince George's County, Maryland, to a full-time job at Fire Station Number 3 in Arlington, Virginia. On the morning of September 11th, the firefighters there were gathered around the TV watching the World Trade Center burn when suddenly the alarm tones went off. Phil McKee was on his way to a small kitchen fire when he and his crew saw heavy black smoke rising a couple of miles away.
We heard Truck 105, Engine 101, and Engine 335 reporting that a plane had gone down in the area of the Pentagon. At that point, we knew that they were going to need everyone down there.
You got to the Pentagon, and people had been evacuated, but you did, in fact, run into the building.
Yes. Just in case there was the possibility of anyone still being inside, I was assigned to the center courtyard, to the side of the rings where there had been the least damage, and therefore the greatest likelihood of there being someone inside. Unfortunately, we discovered that even in that less damaged section, the flames were so hot it was very difficult to gain entry to the building. Where I was, there were no survivors.
What did you see in there?
Tremendous rubble. The walls had literally come tumbling down by that point. It was very hot, very smoky. The roof itself had caught fire. So we were looking for a way to get up onto the roof. While searching, we went through one office, and on one of the color printers, there was a piece of paper that had obviously just been printed when the impact occurred, and the person had not even had a chance to take it off the printer before they'd evacuated. And it was a color printout of an image of the World Trade Center that someone had gotten off the internet.
For 3 days, as Phil McKee puts it, they ate smoke, fighting the fire, searching for hot spots, recovering bodies. He's still being treated for smoke inhalation and an ankle injury he simply ignored, which hasn't stopped Phil McKee from organizing 2 fundraisers for the families of firefighters and police officers killed in New York, keeping up his duties as a board member of the Yale Club of Washington, D.C., and itching every day to get back into uniform.
As a firefighter, your assistance is much more upfront. We're saving people's lives and people's livelihoods. Frequently, we would arrive at a house fire, and one of the first things the homeowner would say to us was, "I don't have insurance." And we knew that if we did not save that person's house and that person's valuables, this was someone who literally would be homeless because there was no one else to step in and fill the gap.
Given what you do every day, what happens when you run into your fellow alums and, you know, everybody starts talking about what they're doing? Is their first reaction, "You're a firefighter?"
Somewhat, yes. They're usually surprised, but immediately almost universal reaction that I've gotten from everyone, no matter the generation, is that is so amazing.
Do you think that reaction will be even the more so now after September 11th and what we know about, you know, the heroism of and the deaths of 350 firefighters?
More than likely. There is a lot more respect involved now.
Philip McKee, Yale 94, at Harvard in 95, now Arlington Fire Station 3. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.